Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
While making his way through a forest well outside of town, Sabretooth comes across a run-down and seemingly abandoned chapel. Taking refuge from the elements inside, it quickly occurs to him that things are not as they seem. The floor of the chapel has the unmistaken scent of dead bodies. It is then that a powerful force throws the main doors open, and standing in the doorway is the Creeper, face bathed in shadows. Sabretooth sizes up the monster and says, "Did you do that downstairs?" The Creeper simply smiles and reveals his axe. When the dust settles, how much of either one will even be left? It's Carnivore versus Creed. It's Monster versus Mutant. It's the Creeper versus Sabretooth. Today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Ray Stakanis. Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, our horror-themed Battles of Shocktober continue with yet another epic matchup. In one corner, you have the Creeper, an ancient, mysterious creature from the Jeepers Creepers film series that awakens every 23 years to hunt and consume human organs. And in the other corner, you have Sabretooth, a mutant from Marvel Comics who is often depicted as a brutal antagonist and rival to Wolverine. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And yeah, I was only able to find one instance where this matchup has been discussed before, just one, which means it's about time that this battle gets the Who Would Win treatment. Ray, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
This is a classic Who Would Win show style matchup. It's Shocktober. We got horror movie monsters. So we got the Jeepers Creepers, right? And for the people at home who are going to get mad about it, I'm going to tell you in advance. I know he's called the Creeper, but I'm probably going to refer to him as Jeepers Creepers like 50% of the time. So if that bothers you, we already got your download. Go ahead and get out of here. Now, for the rest of you that stayed, I want you to know we've been getting requests for Jeepers Creepers for ever since we started Shocktober, quite honestly, and it was very hard to find somebody who matched up appropriately. So when James in the boardroom kind of comes up with Sabretooth out of left field, it was like, oh, I see no reason why that doesn't work. And they're honestly, as I work this out, very similar characters. So it's going to be in the margins where this one is finally put down.
You know, look, pulling back the curtain, as we like to say on this show, Ray, you've been doing a great job debating, you know, the Who Would Win battles for years now. I mean, I can't not say that. You're
what
awesome.
Are you setting me up seasons. For? I already know that that's true.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You are currently in the unenviable position of having lost three battles in a row.
Don't remind
and
me.
By, I have to, because by the ancient rules, these are thousands of years old, by the way, the ancient rules of the Who Would Win show, if I get a fourth win in a row today, I will have the right to pick my opponent for a future battle. And I won't say directly who it is, but let's just say it rhymes with Ekame Street. You know where I'm going with this, Ray Stakanis.
Can't have that.
Oh, yes, we're totally doing it. Now, look, when you have so much on the line for Ray Stakanis, not for me, you know, I'm doing pretty well, but I want that fourth win in a row. When you have so much on the line, you can't have just one judge making the final decision. Oh, no. You need two. You know who I'm talking about, Legion of Audience, because making another appearance on the Who Would Win show, you know them from Vampire the Masquerade, Port Saga, and the new Clawmore Heights audio drama. It's Rachel J. Wilkinson and Dan Geist. Guys, welcome back to Who Would Win.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Hey.
I love it. Okay, listen, we said this before the show. It's insane to even conceive of having two judges for an episode because just there's so much that can go wrong. You two are the exception that proves the rule. You've been on the show twice before, your third time now. You guys are awesome. You somehow work in sync. I love it. Now, before we get to what we're doing in today's episode, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, what you've been up to.
Well, now that Port Saga has been put away for a bit, I am now working with Studio Hermitage, where we have put out a new story world called Our Brilliant Ruin. And within the Our Brilliant Ruin universe, we're making a TTRPG. We've got the audio drama out. We got a comic book with Dark Horse coming out as well. So lots of stuff going on.
That's crazy. So it's just like a whole world building transmedia initiative based off your creative efforts. That is awesome. Now, again, we talked a little bit before the show. Was this a quick thing that happened for you, or did you have to have some patience with this? What was a little bit of the process
like? Oh, my goodness. Well, it took a year to build the world just behind the scenes. So I started in February 2023 working on it. And we worked on it all through 2023 and ended up launching a Kickstarter at the beginning of 2024. And to get the TTRPG out, which is free on DriveThruRPG, if anybody wants to download it. Yeah. And so that's what we've been working on.
Yeah, just a little small things.
Just the small things, yeah.
You know, nothing crazy. You know, I love it because, you know, both of you are great storytellers. You're both great creatives. But again, the real lesson here is just keep pushing. You know, especially if you know you've got talent, keep pushing to make things happen. I think that's a huge lesson for Race to Canis, who gives up way too easy on things.
Please.
You know, but all I'm saying to Race, everyone loves your...
Stop it. Yes. I don't give up on anything. I just take forever to do it. That's the Race to Canis story.
I'm just saying Reclaim Detroit is absolutely fantastic. People want more. Ray, what are you waiting for? Just give the fans what they want.
I'm waiting for my kid to go to college. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. I kind of put out two different podcasts in the same time you put out two episodes, right?
Look, I will not accept this slander, but you're about to judge my fate, so I will roll with it.
Look, when Picasso puts out something, people just want more. That's it. You should be flattered, Ray. This should feel... Who knows when it's going to come out? All right, listen, we have an amazing episode. We have a team of judges coming back for the third time on the Who Would Win show. It's time to see if I get that fourth win in a row or to see if Ray breaks my winning streak. Who knows what's going to happen? With all that being said, Ray, please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing horror cinema, the monster who might dress like a scarecrow, but he's never going to partner up with Mrs. King, the Creeper. And representing Marvel Comics, the mutant who could replace any character in history named Sweet Tooth, and it would instantly make that property 200% better across the board. Sabretooth.
Wow, you're not a fan of Sweet Tooth, like the live action or the comic book form?
Look, I'm referring to Sweet Tooth as in the comic book, the live action. I was referring to Sweet Tooth from the Twisted Metal video game series. I thought I was referring to a giant Muppet, but it turns out that was just Sweetums. Look, it still works, though. It still works.
I love it. All right.
And you didn't think you were getting a Scarecrow and Mrs. King reference when this show started, but I fooled you there.
Holy cow. I mean, you deserve a win for something else, not for today's episode for that. All right. Look, well done, Ray. Before we go any further, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judges who have the final say and who will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. Remember, every so often, we're actually going to read out loud, as Ray would say, an actual 5-star review. If you don't give us a 5-star review, we're not reading it. But we will read the 5-star review, just saying you should do that. And now, let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for the Creeper.
Jeepers Creepers, a.k.a. the Creeper, is a terrifying winged monster who tries to blend in loosely with humans, but his goal is to eat them. He was created by Victor Salva, who is a terrible person, and first appeared in the movie Jeepers Creepers back in 2001. Named after the 1938 song, Jeepers Creepers is one of the earliest examples of modern horror, in my opinion. The Creeper dresses like a scarecrow to hide his enormous wings, and he also appears every 23rd spring for 23 days to feed on human body parts and somehow take them into his own body for himself. The creeper is strong, durable, and can eat people to regenerate. Oh, also, he flies. Fun fact, one of the more ominous things the creeper does, aside from eating people, of course, is drive around menacing people in that big old semi-truck that he's got. Now, did you know that that truck in real life was as mechanically unsound as it appears? Yes. It turns out that during the filming of the first movie, the exhaust system in that truck was messed up. So in between every single take, the crew had to open the doors of the truck and let out a cloud of smoke that had gathered inside. And this is why we need IOTSI. I'm just going to be honest with you. And that is Jeepers Creepers.
That is the most unsurprising fact I think you've ever given. That truck looks, I'm surprised like anything ran on that truck. That is absolutely crazy. All right, now here are the important details for Sabretooth. Sabretooth, whose real name is Victor Creed, is one of Marvel Comics' most notorious mutants, infamous for his brutal nature, superhuman strength, regenerative healing factor, and lethal claws and fangs. Sabretooth made his first appearance in Iron Fist number 14 in August 1977 and was created by writer Chris Claremont and artist John Byrne. Sabretooth's longstanding and bitter feud with Wolverine is central to his story, stemming from their intertwined past involving the Weapon X program and numerous covert operations where betrayal and rivalry intensified their animosity. Sabretooth's origins are steeped in tragedy and violence. Subjected to abuse in his youth, he embraced his primal instincts, become a formidable assassin and mercenary. Throughout the Marvel Universe, he has oscillated between villain and reluctant ally, crossing paths with groups like the X-Men and the Brotherhood of Mutants, which highlights his complex character who has gone from villain to reluctant anti-hero and back to villain again. And here's an interesting fact about Sabretooth. Did you know that originally he wasn't supposed to be a villain for Wolverine at all? It's true. Sabretooth made his first comic book appearance in 1970's Iron Fist number 14, as I said earlier, where he battled the martial arts hero rather than debuting in an X-Men title, which means the Sabretooth and Wolverine decades-long feud that we've seen in animation, films, live-action, comics was never meant to be between them, but rather between Sabretooth and Iron Fist. Looking back, though, I think they made the right call. And now you have the facts in both opponents. Rachel and Dan, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, I'm good.
I don't have any questions. I will point out I'm a big fan of Chris Claremont and the run. Issue 213 of Uncanny X-Men is when we first get to see Wolverine and Sabretooth duke it out. Like, I'm certainly far more familiar with him. I did see Jeepers Creepers when it first came out, though I was working in New York City at a Blockbuster. So it was a very long time ago. I don't remember very much.
You saw Jeepers Creepers?
I did.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I'm sorry you saw Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, yes, it was so profound, I have forgotten mostly what it involved. But I am, and on its face, this is an interesting pairing. One would not normally sort of picture these two together, but I'm very curious to see where this takes us, my friend.
I love it. All right, let's get this party started. Ray, do what you do. Hit us with your point number one.
Right before I get started, I do want to say I've been on a little bit of a horror movie kick for the season, and it started it's like Oktoberfest for me. Horror movie season starts sometime in September, and don't worry about that. But I just back-to-back watched Drag Me to Hell for the first time, and then I watched Jeepers Creepers for this right afterwards. And I was not expecting to go on a back-to-back Justin Long movie fest, but here we are, ladies and gentlemen. That guy gets work. Anyway, point number one for the creeper. Let's talk about his power. Let's talk about some of the basics of who he is. The creeper, Jeepers Creepers, is an ancient creature. He has been around for, at first they theorized, at least 200 years, because the church basement that they found that has all the bodies in it, some of those they say went back 200 years of storage. So he knows, he's apparently smart enough to mummify and store bodies for hundreds of years, but the later iterations of the movie reveal he has potentially been around since Pilgrim times, and even then he apparently goes back thousands of years. So he is a force. He is a demon. Think like a Pennywise from the movie or book It, and that he comes back every so many. In fact, now that I think about it, they're pretty similar characters. But he's been around a very long time. He's an ancient evil, and that's the kind of thing that's very hard to put down. And I believe that the creeper on his base level can hang with Sabretooth in the strength department. I know Sabretooth is a lot very strong. He's a very big character. He's got them claws. But here's some examples I'm talking about. In the very first movie, the creeper tore apart jail cell bars in a local jail so he could feed on the prisoner inside and eat what, his heart, his head? Who knows? The guy eats people, and that's all you need to know about that. He once pulled a Batman, which is what I refer to when you suddenly drop from the ceiling and then pop somebody when they're not looking, right? I've played Arkham Asylum. I know how it works. And he did that, except he punched a guy's heart out through his chest and then flew off with it to have a snack. Did I mention he eats people? On the reg, the creeper lifts people up into the air and holds them there while he sniffs them. Horrifying. There's nothing grosser than that. The eating people is one thing. Sniffing them, oh my gosh, gross. And he does that, and there is absolutely nothing that these people, no matter how well trained they are, they could be police officers, they could be SWAT team members, they could know martial arts. It does not matter. Once he gets his grip on you and lifts you up in the air or puts you in a headlock like he did poor Justin in the first movie, you're not getting away from him. And that's the great strength that he has. But did I mention he also flies? There's one thing I know about Sabretooth going all the way back to the comics. He does not fly. And when one character can fly and the other one cannot, the guy who flies is at an intense advantage because they can hit the other person really without any danger of being hit themselves. And his strength when he flies is incredible. He basically can just swoop down or just grab somebody and then fly out a window and then just fly away with them back to his lair. And then they had this great idea in one of the movies. Two other people jumped on his wings. So they were like, we're going to hold this guy down. You're not flying off with my friend. And you know what he did? He flew off with all three of them. That's a strength feat I can't even comprehend. And he's looking for organs to harvest. Now, if I'm getting to the meat of this movie, by eating an organ from the appropriate person, he gains their power. He gains their strength. What is going to happen when he sniffs Sabretooth with his healing factor? He's going to want to eat that. He's going to want to become a part of that. He's going to be taking big honking bites out of Sabretooth and then amassing some of his power inside him. That's who Jeepers Creepers is. And let's talk a little bit more. Enhanced senses. He has that enhanced sense of smell. He can smell a piece of your clothing and then find you two county lines away and go right to you. He also made a shuriken, a ninja star, out of bone and metal that was so sharp, somebody just slightly touched it and their fingers started to bleed and it was bothering them like a scene later. He also uses other weapons like his spear, his axe. I've seen him deflect bullets with that axe. Let's keep it real. These are ways that he is going to be better than Sabretooth, who doesn't use weapons. He just uses his bare hands. Axe versus bare hands many times means no hands. You know what I'm saying? That's my point number one.
All right, listen, when you look at the creeper, when you just kind of do the math and list out all of the abilities and kind of cool things that the creeper can do, it's a really insane creature, for lack of a better term. Powerful, can fly somewhat, you know, can regenerate if it eats something. So it doesn't just regenerate its own, it needs stuff to eat. Here's the thing, though. The creeper exists in a very limited world. The creeper's taking on, what's that term, vanilla humans. Some are game to fight, some aren't, some are teenagers. Sabretooth exists in a different world. The stakes are much higher. The power sets are much more. I'm just going to question, can the creeper take on someone like Sabretooth who sees the creeper and like, got it, I've done this, been there a million times, and I've taken on the more powerful, crazier version of you called Wolverine, never mind more powerful villains. All of the stuff that you've mentioned other than flying, Sabretooth can do very, very easily. And Ray, you and I, we laugh about this. How often have you and I, just on our separate occasions, what we have in common, just picked up some guy, held him in the air, and sniffed him? I mean, we were laughing about that the other day. You were doing it at Burger King. I was doing it at the police station. We do this all the time. Now, let me get to my point number one. And let's talk about the powers of Sabretooth. Now, of course, you got to talk about this regenerative healing factor. It's his main mutant ability. It's accelerated healing. It's at least, and I'm saying at least, as fast as Wolverine's, which is pretty much instantaneous. He can replace lost limbs. The creeper cannot. He can regrow body parts super fast without eating anything. The creeper cannot. Blow him apart and all that, he's going to regenerate, heal within seconds. And, you know, here's a really weird part about the healing factor. The more severe the injury, the faster Sabretooth heals from it. And keep in mind that the healing factor is absolutely automatic. He doesn't have to think about it. It just kicks in. And again, he doesn't have to eat or consume anything, and it's there. Remember, this is someone who's been decapitated, took a lot to do it. And I don't know if it can even be done now. I'll explain more on that later. But he healed from that and reattached his head to his body. This person has a healing factor that just can't be matched. Fun fact, he also may be immortal because right now he's currently about 200 years old, but still has the appearance of a man in his physical prime. who knows if this person can live forever. It's just a fun thing. All of his senses also are like, you know, his hearing, his sight, his smell, his taste. They're all heightened to drastic superhuman levels. You know, he can see in the dark. And this is cool because he has twice the average number of retinal cells because science, I don't know. He's got enhanced hearing. He can hear light breathing or movement from almost like 400 feet away. It's really, really closely to being impossible to sneak up on him. And again, he's got enhanced smell. He can track a scent that's over, I don't know how many hours old, even if it's diluted to 20 parts per million. Again, I don't know even what that means. I'll just kind of say that's Marvel comic science for you. And all this really means is that his super senses are going to make it insanely hard for the creeper to catch him by surprise. Not that the creeper typically does that anyway. Now, again, let's talk about superhuman strength. He can right now at his base level, he lifts at least over 2 tons. He's thrown a car down a street. He's torn through steel doors with ease. But the more he gets into the fight, the more he can increase his strength. It's like his savagery will increase his power to the point where he can lift up to about 10 tons, according to Marvel Comics. And that's way more powerful than the Creeper. Sabretooth can also jump super high, super far with his super strength as well. Really cool. He's got superhuman speed. I'd say it's low level super speed. It's probably slower than Spider-Man's super speed, but not by much. Look, this is someone who can move quickly enough to completely tear apart a group of gunmen who are firing at him from point blank range. He's literally running, you know, faster than you can see, ripping one person apart, then another. He's so fast, he dodged gunfire from the Punisher at point blank range. Again, the Punisher, not someone who's going to miss at point blank range. And of course, he dodged that and then took out the Punisher. Pretty awesome. Also, fun fact, he's got superhuman stamina. Again, according to Marvel Comics science, this stamina, because of his healing factor, his fatigue poisons, always something that Marvel Comics talks about, are not a factor anymore. They might not even exist in his body, which means he can fight at peak for days on end. He's got superhuman durability. His skin, his bones, his muscles, they're all augmented many times stronger than a regular human's. Good luck trying to take a chunk out of that. It's not going to happen. Look, he's tanked impacts that are crazy powerful, explosions, energy blasts, gunfire, falls from insane heights, where sometimes his healing factor doesn't even have to kick in whatsoever because nothing got hurt in the first place. Of course, he's got enhanced reflexes and agility. He's way faster than the average Olympian. And on top of that, he can dodge enemy attacks with ease. This is just something he can do. And as strong as the Creeper is, look, he's never, again, faced off against someone like Sabretooth throughout the entire series of Jeepers Creepers films, 1 through 3. The Creeper's never dealt with any other character or opponent that even has half of his power, never mind stuff that can match him. All that's my point number one.
Okay, a lot to say about what we're talking about here. What you've described, James, is what's referred to in Marvel as a beta level mutant. Sabretooth ranks as a beta level mutant. And I've seen the Jeepers Creepers movies. I see what kind of demonic entity that survived thousands of years is there. And I would argue that the reason why Jeepers Creepers hasn't had to fight any of these monstrous characters is because they're all afraid of him. Nobody will show up in his universe and take him on. Freddy fought Jason. No one's going into Jeepers Creepers. If Sabretooth did, he'd be donezo. Also, Sabretooth, look, he's animalistic. He fights with a certain, you know, animalistic powers. But that also means he's not particularly smart. This is a guy who can be outsmarted. And the Creeper has absolutely no problem, you know, hiding, striking, making you think things are one way when they're actually another. You try to pretend the Creeper cannot regrow lost limbs. Yes, he absolutely can, and yes, he absolutely has. I'll get into that in my point number two. And the final thing, you talk about his skin being just too powerful to tear up. Well, these throwing stars I talked about were able to pierce through reinforced metal. And I'm sorry, if they're sharp enough to do that, they can definitely get through a guy.
A guy. I love it. All right, look, this is what happens. Ray and I both kind of get passionate about the points, but it doesn't matter because we have a team of judges. Rachel and Dan, you've heard one point from both Ray and myself. Where are your heads at so far with this battle?
So I think right now they are pretty balanced in a lot of ways. They both seem to have heightened senses. They both have savage weapons or claws to sort of tear into folks. I think that right now Creeper can A, fly, B, is older than Victor Creed, and maybe smarter. And I think that with Sabretooth appears to be more savage and is a lot stronger. My question on the regeneration is still a bit of a question mark on where those two items match up.
Interesting. What about you, Rachel?
I'm really torn right now. The flying is an excellent point, but I'm also wondering if Sabretooth is strong enough that his jump could mirror the ability to fly. So that's what I'm sort of curious to hear about.
Interesting stuff. Okay, let's see if we have answers to this. Stay tuned for point number two.
There are many reasons why you might want to learn a new language. Maybe you're looking to improve your resume and switch jobs. Hey, maybe you want to be more in touch with your family overseas. I don't know, maybe you just want to watch anime in its original form. Well, the folks at Rosetta Stone are here to help you get started, and they are ready to immerse you in the language that you want to learn. Look, Rosetta Stone has been at the top of their game for decades now, and they are bringing it with 25 languages that will get you understanding and speaking fast with their time-tested process. Hey, a lifetime membership gives you access to everything. I'm just saying. Anyway, you can learn anytime, anywhere, on your desktop or in the app, and it's not just one-sided instruction. No. True Accent is a feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation, so it's like a personal trainer, but it's for your accent, not your triceps, right? Well, don't put off learning that language anymore. There's no better time than right now to get started. Now, Who Would Win show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Just visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Rosetta Stone, up your culture game.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
And we're back. All right, Ray, let's see what you got. Hit us with your point number two.
Point number two for Jeepers Creepers, we're going to talk about his agility. We're going to talk about his durability, because these are other things that make him similar, but I think the intangibles are what puts him over the edge, because the Creeper is very athletic, shockingly. I think of Sabretooth, I think of a big hulking guy who might be able to move fast and might be able to sort of like dodge, but he's just so overwhelmingly big, it's hard for him to totally get out of the way. That's why he's constantly being beaten by other characters. Oops, I let that go a little bit early. Now, Jeepers Creepers, he's very hard to hit. He jumps and dodges through the air. I said that. 1.2 characters tried to run him over in their car, and he just sort of was like, all right, I see where this is going. I can use my brain. I don't need to freak out. They drove at him. He sort of lightly jumped in the air and ran across the top of the car, landed behind him and turned around and was like, is that all we're doing here? You got anything more for me? Absolutely ridiculous. He can also move very, very quickly in bursts. And that I mean that I don't think he has necessarily a super powerful top speed. If these two characters are going to run a track meet against each other, I think Sabretooth does win. But potentially in a 40-yard dash or a shorter subject, Creeper moves much faster than Sabretooth is possible. And to the point where he's often like in a room with folks, he moves so fast, they just sort of wonder where he even is. That we call that FTE, and he's very, very good at it. Sometimes he just takes off flying in the air, and it takes people a while to realize he's just not even on the ground anymore. And Sabretooth maybe not gonna be ready for that. He loves to swoop down to attack people from surprising angles. He'll come through the wall, through a two-way mirror. He'll come down out of the sky and pluck you, swing you up, and then drop you from a great height. Or just, you know, if you're like, you know, a regular person, he'll just take you back to the lair. Sorry, everybody. But let's talk about that regeneration, because he lost his head. He lost his head, and he was able to keep, he was fine. He just grew another head in front of everybody and was fine without it. This is a guy who's been shot. He's been stabbed, run through completely, hit with other cars, blown up in explosions, and he typically just walks away safely every single time. He has lost limbs a couple of times. He doesn't tend to take like superfluous damage. anything that would just be like a bullet or a stab, he just sort of keeps going as if nothing's happening. You really got to do something gruesome to him, like knock off one of his limbs before he seems to even react to it. But he just grows it back soon enough anyway, so it really doesn't even matter. In fact, the only time in the movies that I found that he was ever really brought down is because they got to him right as his 23 days in this stanza was ending. It's not like they could keep him down. It's not like they could kill him. All they could do was try to camp the clock. And I'm sorry, him and Sabretooth are not going to be fighting for 23 days. I don't see that happening before somebody gets this win first. So I don't think that's an appropriate way for him to lose, but that's the only way I've really seen him lose. He works like Spider-Man. He can climb up walls and ceilings. They don't really explain how this works. It just does, because there's sort of a mystical, a magical element as opposed to a real-world biological element that's going on with Sabretooth. And when you have magic, the unknown, versus the known of science, many times in these stories, the magic can just do a little bit more or press its boundaries a little bit further, and the science-based character has trouble keeping up. Look, I saw a creeper get speared through with a harpoon from like a bus or a truck or whatever it was, and he used the cable. He was like, fine. He grabbed the cable. He started tearing through the bus with the cable, like just ripping pieces off of it before eventually flipping it over entirely. You think you've got him literally on the hook, and he says, no, you don't. He's been shot square in the face at point blank range. No big deal. In fact, it seems to me like he's basically bulletproof. I've yet to see bullets really do a heck of a lot to him. All of this defense is more than what Sabretooth is ready to put out in offense. And I don't think Sabretooth can hang. That's my point number two.
You know, the way I'm going to kind of just sum up your point number two is tell me you don't understand what Sabretooth can do without really telling me that you don't understand what Sabretooth can do. Actually, you did tell me that. Here's the deal. Let me just kind of break down some of this. You know, as fast as you're saying the creeper is, he couldn't dodge a harpoon shot at him from a far distance that was directly in front of him from that truck that you kind of mentioned before. How you don't see that coming when it's right in front of you and you're actually looking at the truck and then it shoots at you. It's either he didn't care, he underestimated, or he just didn't get how harpoons worked. Any of those three things would be disastrous if you had to fight someone like Sabretooth. Again, Sabretooth's senses, they're not just enhanced, but his experience as well with flyers. You're not catching this person off guard. This is someone who's fought Angel from the X-Men, who's a much better flyer, faster, more aerial, better maneuverability than the creeper is when he flies or when it flies. And Sabretooth's got to win over him. More on that later. And on top of that, you know, when the creeper loses limbs, the only way he can kind of grow them back, he's got to consume, you know, I guess the equivalent amount of flesh from another person. And again, this is just between Sabretooth and the creeper. I don't think the creeper is going to have any chance really to rip off a leg of Sabretooth and start consuming it. It's just not going to happen. I don't think he has the strength to do it, and Sabretooth's not going to just let him. Never mind the fact Sabretooth's going to rip him apart. And again, the creeper can be pinned. This was something that was really interesting. I believe it was in the second film. He gets pinned to the ground in such a way where he gets harpooned through the head and then into the ground. He can't really remove it. And just a regular Joe walks up to him with another, like, you know, stake or whatever is like long kind of pole and just start stabbing this person over and over with sadistic glee as the creeper has to take it. Again, the creeper has lost, has been incapacitated according to Who Would Win rules by regular human beings. What are you going to do when Sabretooth comes after you? It's not going to be good. Now, let me get to my point number two. My point number two, let's talk about some cool weapons Sabretooth has. Of course, we're referring to the claws and the fangs. He's got animal-like canine teeth. He's got sharp clangs out of each of his fingers and toes that can rip apart steel. And these are really, really powerful, not just because they can rip most people apart, but really because they are laced with adamantium. That's right. Now, throughout Sabretooth's history, at one point, he didn't have adamantium, then he did, then he didn't. He has had adamantium for quite some time. This is part of him. It's the same process, you know, for Weapon X for Wolverine. So he now has adamantium-laced bones and fangs and claws. Now, when you got that, they're not only not going to break, they're going to be insanely sharp. And now he's tearing through everything just like it's no one's business. And just remember that somehow the adamantium-laced bones, maybe it's increased weight or whatever it is, this increases his healing factor somehow. It kicked up his levels of super strength and super speed. So now he's more powerful and faster and has a better healing factor than he did before, which is crazy. Oh, but there's so much more. It turns out Sabretooth is also an insanely high-skilled fighter. Remember, Sabretooth has been fighting in some way, shape, or form for about 200 years. That's on top of being trained by the CIA, Weapon X, that same organization, you know, that did stuff for Wolverine, Hydra, and even S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, that's right. He was a member of the Avengers sponsored by S.H.I.E.L.D. back, I think it was in the 50s. And in terms of fighting skill, the Creeper doesn't even come close to Sabretooth. I will say the Creeper is an effective brawler of sorts, but he doesn't have really refined skills when it comes to fighting. On top of that, Sabretooth is actually highly intelligent as opposed to what Ray Sicanus just said. Look, this is where a lot of people really underestimate Sabretooth because the savagery, I get it, it comes across, but keep in mind that no matter how savage Sabretooth is, he always has his mind about him. That berserker rage Wolverine goes through, that's not something Sabretooth has. He's always got that keen hunter's intellect behind the savagery. It just makes him more insane. Again, he's got 200 years worth of fighting experience against humans, superhumans, mutants, demons, monsters, you name it, and he's fought it and killed it. Fun fact, Sabretooth has completely duped Wolverine in terms of intelligence. He's duped Wolverine into playing into his plans and has even outmaneuvered and outstrategized this character named Mr. Sinister, who is an established super genius who manipulates people's minds and does crazy genetic engineering on the X-Men, and Sabretooth actually manipulated and outsmarted that guy. Now, speaking of fighting, Sabretooth has figured out how to use his own physicality to increase his speed and power of his attacks. Rachel, you were hinting at this, and just like how a cat or a tiger or lion can pounce by kind of springing all its muscles together and then unleashing them, Sabretooth knows how to use that muscularity he has, his super strength, to do the exact same thing. Now, when he does pounce, so to speak, he increases his speed, he increases his power, and he hits way harder than he would normally with a regular superhuman punch. So he does exactly what you're saying, Rachel, to outmaneuver flyers coming at him, and he just moves. He's springboarded at super speed, way faster than people expect, and just takes him out. Look, this is why Sabretooth regularly beats Wolverine. He's an incredible fighter. He's got high intelligence. He knows how to use his powers, increase his fighting ability even further. And, you know, there's a reason, unlike what Ray Sicanus says, Sabretooth is among some of the most feared characters in the Marvel Universe. That is a fact. And the Creeper is about to find out all of this firsthand. That's my point number two.
Wait a minute. You say Sabretooth is one of the most feared characters. What's the difference between Sabretooth and Juggernaut? Because we all know Juggernaut would destroy Sabretooth in a 1v1 fight. Oh, it's because the Juggernaut is based in magic, isn't he? So it's almost like magical creatures of a similar tone have huge advantages against Sabretooth. And you're right, James. You name it, and Sabretooth has lost to it. I mean, excuse me. He's fought it in the pages of Marvel Comics. Oh, man, does he beat Wolverine in a fight? Didn't seem to matter when Sabretooth was killed by Wolverine in the comic books. Didn't shake that one off. I think, in fact, it's been a clone for X number of years now, pretending to be Sabretooth. Am I even fighting Sabretooth today, or am I fighting a clone because Wolverine oofed him? And you talk, oh, Creeper couldn't dodge from the harpoon gun. Could he not dodge, James? Or is he super intelligent and was playing 4D chess and knew it wouldn't hurt him and he could use it to his advantage? I know the answer to that. And you bring up the part where Creeper got harpooned through the head to the ground and then was stabbed 22 times with a spear of some kind. And through all of it, he never stopped trying to pull the harpoon out of his own head. And all that happened was he ran out of time. The people on the screen acknowledged this wasn't going to work. He just ran. The 23 days ended at a very opportune time. Very different than the way you described it.
I love it. But you did say that he got stabbed a whole lot by a guy who didn't have anything to fear while he was doing it. Interesting
point. It didn't do anything to him. That's the point.
He was incapacitated for 2 minutes, at least, by a guy who could stab him, McStab. Anyway, this is all good because none of it really matters.
When Sabretooth is known for wielding a harpoon gun, I think I'm in trouble.
Yeah, if only he had weapons that were at least as good on him
sadly,
at all times.
Doesn't.
I know, it's just a thing. All right, we are at the turning point. Rachel and Dan, you've had a moment to ponder 2 points for both Ray and myself. Who do you think is ahead and what's the other side have to do to pull out the victory? Dan, let's start with you.
So it's tough because essentially with Jeepers Creepers, you have, you know, a handful of films versus, you know, 30 years worth of comics for Sabretooth, right? So it is a little bit of apples and oranges. I think that for the advantage that Creeper has is this, A, he's been around not for 200 years, but potentially for thousands of years, right? And I think that his FTE speed, right, his ability to do those short bursts is a real advantage. because Sabretooth, I understand he was trained by the CIA and he can shoot guns, but he isn't really a ranged fighter. I think the other sort of drawback for Sabretooth is that Sabretooth, yes, has been around for a very long time and was running around with the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants and the Marauders and continually lost a lot of those fights to, you know, lots of X-Men. So I think that the track record is a little questionable. I think what Ray needs to do is to tell me how Creeper is going to survive that savagery from Sabretooth. And I think what Sabretooth needs is to explain how he's going to overcome the Creeper's ability to fly and those short bursts.
Interesting. All right, Rachel, what are your insights with this? What is one side, who's ahead with this? And what's the other side do have to do to get the victory?
You know, I am still really kind of torn between the two, but I keep coming back to this idea that the Creeper is an idea. And so, like, it almost doesn't matter what you do, because in 23 springs, guess who's going to come up again? But isn't it by the rules within the, like, in that fight itself? So there is no running out the clock. And the animantium skeleton, that is definitely a point that I am considering for sure, because I kind of agree. Like, if Sabretooth can just shred him, then it's, yeah, that's a tough fight.
This is really an interesting thing, because you have someone like, I think the Creeper is almost like I was reading about it, a chimera, where there's parts of the original, and through consuming humans, it has a little bit of a human form. But really, like, I think it's the wings and those weird tooth-like things that spring from his head. But who knows? This is a really, really interesting fight. All right, look, Legion of Audience, this is really, really intense. Stay tuned for point number three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Ray, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three.
It's crazy that you bring up the adamantium, because that's only that's not exactly what Sabretooth has been known for his entire career. That is sort of something that has come a little later on in a very specific storyline. So, you know, grain of salt that just a little bit. But let's talk about the other intangibles. One of my favorite things the Creeper has is that giant truck. Yeah, the Creeper brings a vehicle to the table. And this is a truck that is gigantic. It can go over 100 miles per hour. Why? Because the Creeper is some sort of weird tech genius, apparently. He's not dropping this off at a mechanic to get it souped up. All of the weapons, all of the outfits, all of the vehicles are things the Creeper has put together himself in a very limited time frame, especially given how far technologically we come every 23 years. Dude has to catch up quickly. And this truck can go over 100 miles an hour. It can fire off homing mines, which could blow up his enemies. Yeah, it's completely bulletproof, including the tires, which to me means it should also be kind of like a puncture proof from certain things that Sabretooth might have. And there are traps built into it if Sabretooth tries to climb on board, like bars and stuff that'll slam down from the top. That'll potentially, like, keep him, like, trapped within or pierce through him, and he's going to have to contend with that for at least 2 minutes. Maybe he gets trapped by the truck and incapacitated if he tries to get into it. And body count. It needs to be said that Jeepers Creepers comes from a slasher film, and Sabretooth comes from a morality play on the pages of comic books. That said, the body count for Jeepers Creepers is just in the first movie alone. Listed at 500 to 600 bodies. Those are just the ones they found. Those are just the ones he had preserved in the basement of that church. He's killed a heck of a lot more people than Sabretooth, even though Sabretooth's been around for like 200 years. A thousand or thousands of years of killing people adds up when you're really good at it. And talking about some of his bonus powers, because I bet you didn't know, Jeeper, I'm not done with the Jeepers Creepers abilities. He has telekinesis, and this is a crazy thing. He has telekinesis, but seemingly only for his weapons. Do you know how Captain America or whatever, or Thor, can like throw their weapon and then it like comes back to them in sort of a weird thing? He can do that with those throwing stars. I've seen him, I believe, do it with the axe as well, where he sort of just does the Thor and reaches out and it comes back to him. So this is a guy who at distance, flying around, could either take swings or throw the stars at Victor Creed or the axe even, pull it back while he's in midair and just do it again and slice this guy to absolute ribbons. Once he's been able to take out an Achilles tendon, slowing him down, he'll be able to go hacky, hacky, slashy, slashy, like he does in his movies, and keep Victor Creed down. He also has a low-level Black Canary-style scream, where he can hit you with a decibel level, and for a character with enhanced senses, like Sabretooth, that could be devastating, to be hit with a sonic-level scream power that has been known to just tear stuff up around him. He also has a weird magnetism or animal affinity to birds and crows, and they follow him around wherever he goes, potentially getting involved in the matchup as well. And the one aspect of this fight, besides all those crazy things, what happens when he throws that throwing star into Victor Creed? It's so sharp it goes inside of him, and then he does the Thor trick and it tears out through another part of him. That's going to hit the insidey places and put him down until he can regenerate, which is not immediate. As soon as he starts taking damage, he does heal. It's not as good as Wolverine, right? But it's not bad. But if you can just keep whooping on him, like a lot of other characters have done, you can keep him down. I'm very curious, because Jeepers Creepers' whole idea is that he eats attractive body parts or inside parts, and then he sort of assumes those inside of him. What happens if he eats Victor Creed's heart? Does he gain the mutant powers of Victor Creed? Because he does sort of assume the pieces of what he consumes. If he consumes any part of Victor Creed, does he not, by definition of the character, gain his abilities and powers? If he's able to get a bite out of him, I think Sabretooth has no answer for a better than him doppelganger at that point, who can do everything he can do, but more and better. And that's why I think eventually the Creeper will wear down and defeat Victor Creed. And that's my point number three.
You know, this is interesting stuff because Sabretooth, again, existing in the Marvel Universe, has had to deal with a lot of stuff. And, you know, Dan, as you mentioned, he's got over 30, somewhat over 40 years, I'm sure now, of experience. There's going to be wins and losses and what have you. But, you know, in all that, Sabretooth's had to deal with high-tech weapons, low-tech weapons. He's got the experience to sense traps and what have you. This is someone who's had to take on tanks by himself, especially high-tech type of tanks from the Marvel Universe, and has done well. And as great as that truck is, that the Creeper has, you know, that clunky jalopy, whatever it's called, that moves 100 miles per hour, which is pretty cool with traps and everything. It's something that Sabretooth hasn't tanked before or taken on or defeated in a whole bunch of different ways. Dan, to your point, you got to remember, Creeper's been alive for 23 days at a time. If he's been alive for thousands of years, that's cool. I guess it adds up. But in terms of fighting experience, real fighting experience against very powerful opponents who are also really, really well trained with a wide variety, yeah, Sabretooth in his 200 years has dealt with that way more on a much higher scale. And, you know, here's the thing with the healing factor with Sabretooth. It's actually better than Wolverine's, not worse than Wolverine's, as Ray's putting out there. Anything that happens to him in his insidey places, it gets torn apart, it heals instantly. In fact, the worse the injury is, the quicker he heals from it. And one thing that the Creeper is known for, if he does eat something, it doesn't become part of him right away. It has to take time to set in, to regenerate. It's going to be at least, I don't know, an hour or at least half an hour. Remember, all you got to do is incapacitate your opponent for 2 minutes and you win the Who Would Win battle. That's what that guy did with the harpoon to the head, where he stabbed when he was saved for 2 minutes. It was really crazy. All right, now let me get to my point number three. And for my point number three, let's talk about just some major victories and accomplishments of Sabretooth. Sabretooth, again, he has beaten Wolverine many times. Fun fact, on Wolverine's birthday, guess happy birthday to Wolverine. His biggest present is a beating from Sabretooth, who searches him out and fights him and typically gets the win. That's the thing for him. Wolverine's best tactic typically when fighting Sabretooth is to be like, okay, got it. I got to get out of here. That's the thing. Does he have a few victories? Sure. But over the long haul, Sabretooth is a superior fighter. Sabretooth fought the Hulk. And although he didn't beat the Hulk, not going to lie there, he did inflict crazy amounts of damage on the Hulk and survived the encounter. Look, if you can do that to the Hulk and, you know, rip someone apart like the Hulk, who can heal fast and what have you, yeah, the Creeper, not a big deal. He fought both Spider-Man and the Black Cat at the same time, overpowered both of them. That's crazy. A win against Spider-Man is pretty impressive by itself. And now he's a win with Spider-Man against Spider-Man and Black Cat. He fought the original X-Factor team solo and took out three of them. Now, keep in mind that the X-Factor team at that time had Cyclops, Jean Grey, Iceman, Beast, and Archangel. Taking out three of them, any of those three, is insanely impressive. Speaking of Archangel, yeah, Victor Creator, I should say, Sabretooth beat him in a one-on-one encounter. Keep in mind that Archangel has wings made out, he's actually known as Angel now, had wings made out of, you know, that crazy feather-like stuff. Anyway, he can fly at super speed, is amazingly good as a flyer, and Sabretooth took him out. Sabretooth's also beaten Deadpool. There you go. Talking about someone with a crazy healing factor. He's beaten the Morlocks, a group of mutants as well. Dan, you mentioned that. He's also beaten Gambit, who can do crazy stuff with kinetic energy and cards and other objects, crazy explosions, and he's got a win over Gambit. Now, let's put this up against some of the weaknesses of the Creeper, because he's got a few. First of all, again, his quick healing ability isn't that quick. If he gets stabbed through a body part and he has a very hard time removing from his body, just as we saw in the second Jeepers Creepers film where he got harpooned in the ground, he couldn't free himself at all. He just has to get impaled or just put underneath some whatever. Something Sabretooth's done a whole bunch of times. And even if he somehow could, it would take way more than the 2 minutes needed to free himself, to declare a victory. Like I said, just needs 2 minutes to incapacitate someone and you get the victory in a who would win battle. Also, if a body part is somehow blown off, the Creeper doesn't just regenerate, you know, unless he has a body to consume. And good luck trying to take out a big body part of Sabretooth. How are you going to remove it? He's got the adamantium bone structure. How are you going to even do that? Biting into his skin, you think Sabretooth is going to allow that to happen? He's going to rip you apart. His savagery is going to kick in with his psychotic and psychopathic way of fighting. This thing's going to be crazy. The Creeper's not going to know what's going to happen. He's never faced off against something as powerful as he is, who can also fight really, really well. On top of that, the Creeper is very, very susceptible to being manipulated emotionally. And we saw that in Jeepers Creepers 2. This is where he gets taunted and he's easily lured into traps because his anger just blinds him to what's going on around him. And that's something Sabretooth can do very, very well. He's done that to Wolverine. He did that to Mr. Sinister. He can do that to the Creeper. Also, look, this is pretty insulting. The Creeper got badly hurt by a group of teenagers who were fighting it back against the Creeper, and they were using improvised weapons at best. Nothing crazy. If a group of teenagers can badly hurt the Creeper, pretty sure Sabretooth is going to rip him apart. That's just an embarrassing thing to do that. Okay, also, the Creeper is used to being the strongest guy in the room. This is the downfall of that strong person who walks in with the arrogance, with the overconfidence, and all of a sudden they are facing someone who's stronger, more of a badass. That's exactly what's going to happen when he faces off against someone with even more savagery and fighting ability, never mind adamantium and all that kind of good stuff, in the Sabretooth. And finally, the Creeper, he just isn't a great fighter. He's got nowhere the fighting skill and experience that Sabretooth has. I've mentioned this before. The Creeper, again, he's been beaten numerous times by regular, ordinary people, not showing a lot of skill in what he's doing. Look, just ask yourself, how would the Creeper do against Gambit, Deadpool, Wolverine, never mind all the other crazy opponents Sabretooth has beaten or taken on? There's literally nothing that the Creeper can do that Sabretooth doesn't have an answer for. In the end, anything the Creeper is going to bring to the table can be outdone, outmaneuvered, outfought, and absolutely wrecked by Sabretooth. That's my point number three.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you've really got to push the envelope of credibility to try to pull this one off. I can smell your desperation the way the Creeper could smell a good heart. Look, what do you mean? The Creeper's never fought anything like that. He killed Justin Long. And Justin Long was Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. If you can kill Justin Long in a movie, you are getting somewhere. This guy's a Mac, I'll tell you right now. And Sabretooth is a PC, if you know what I'm saying. And you say he regenerates in an hour? What? Have you seen a single one of these movies? He regenerated his whole head in like 10 seconds while everybody stared at him like, this is about to go very, very badly. His regeneration, I would argue, is on par with Sabretooth, if not in some ways even better, because Sabretooth will still react to being hurt. And because James never answered the question for you, how high can Sabretooth jump? I know why he didn't answer it. I'll answer it. It's yards. He can jump a few yards in the air. 10 feet in the air. Woo! That's not going to put down a flyer at all. And since Sabretooth has been around for a long time, fought everybody, has some wins that are probably sketchy, but I didn't bother to fact check James. My understanding was there would be no fact checks here. There are losses on his resume as well. He's lost to Black Cat. Remember when he said, oh, he beat Black Cat? He lost to Black Cat, who more often than not has no powers in her storylines. He lost to Agent Zero. He's lost to Nightcrawler, which I think is an interesting amalgam for facing Jeepers Creepers. But he's also lost to Iron Fist. He's lost to Luke Cage, another decent matchup for Jeepers Creepers. Luke Cage with the unbreakable skin. Omega Red, but the one that gets me the most is he lost to Beast. He lost to Beast of the X-Men, who is a smarter than him, kind of otherwise feral, sharp fighter. And I'm sorry, if you lose a fight to Beast, you're not going to beat Jeepers Creepers, who's basically Beast if he had demonic magical powers driving him inside and regeneration on top of it. I'm sorry, a loss to Beast, as far as a one-to-one apples-to-apples comparison goes, means you're going to lose to Jeepers Creepers. That's all I got to say about that.
I mean, they both have embarrassing losses. You know, losing to Beast, who's got super strength and super genius, that's horrible, I guess. Although, you know, losing to a group of teenagers who use improvised weapons, that's also a
good thing. The clock ran out, James.
Yeah.
They didn't even keep him down fully. He was going to murder them, and much like the Lions in the NFC Championship game, they just ran out of time.
They still hurt him very badly, teenagers.
I was hurt very badly by that game too, James.
I know. You know what? It's this year, Ray. It's this year.
It is this year.
Rachel, Dan, you've heard 3 points from both Ray and myself, and it's time for you to make a decision. But before we get to what Rachel and Dan have to say, let's celebrate the Who Would Win Patron of the Week. Every week, we choose one of our amazing members from the Who Would Win Show's Patreon community and put them in a battle. Ray, which patron do we have today?
Today, we have the return of a patron who's been with us for a while now. We've got Sarvis on the docket.
Sarvis, oh my God. Okay, listen, let's just stick with Shocktober, a crazy Halloween theme. Let's have Sarvis go up against Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's going to be rough right there because Leatherface, you know, he has a limited intelligence. He wants to please his family, and he does that through chainsaw mutilation and cannibalism. What can I tell you? He's a family man. But Sarvis does not care because one thing that Sarvis has going for him, outside, of course, super strength. We all know Sarvis has super strength, but he also has a lack of concern for the well-being of others. And while in many cases, that is a strong red flag, that is a strong negative that you would not want people to say about you when you are toe-to-toe, 1v1, mano-a-mano with Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it is something you want deeply inside of you because Leatherface is going to come at him. He's going to be dancing around, doing the truffle shuffle or whatever he does. He's going to swing that chainsaw around, and Sarvis, with his super strength, is just going to punch him square in the nose. And Leatherface is going to be like, ow, even though I'm wearing somebody else's face, that still hurts. And then he's going to grab the chainsaw, Sarvis does, and he's going to throw it to another county. Leatherface is like, how will I make my family happy? And Sarvis is going to be like, I don't care. And then he's going to pop up behind him and do the next snap thing like Jack Bauer in 24. Wow, what a meanie. But it was Leatherface, so it's probably cool. Anyway, Sarvis wins. He's our patron of the week.
You know, that's the thing. If I had a dollar for every time I told someone or I saw someone, hey, don't do the truffle shuffle because you leave yourself wide open for getting punched in the face. Well done, Sarvis. Way to use that strategy against Leatherface. You are awesome. Remember, you too can become a celebrated patron of the week. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and sign up, and you may be featured in an upcoming episode of Who Would Win. All right, look, Rachel and Dan, it's time for your decision. Take us through your process, tell us a story if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between the Creeper and Sabretooth. Rachel, why don't you start us off?
Well, I don't think there's defeat in this. I think there's only incapacitation. And it is that 2-minute rule that I think plays the important factor. Now, I will tell you, I am not convinced by the idea of killing lots of people proves anything. And I don't think that proves anything because if Sabretooth decided to become a cannibalistic hunter, we would all be in trouble. Like, there's no doubt about that. But there is something that keeps staying with me that Ray said. And it was flying plus sonic scream. Because if the Creeper can get in the air and Sonic scream on Sabretooth, I don't think Sabretooth has any defense to that. And if he could just keep him there for 2 minutes, I think the match might be over.
I'm going to have to hard disagree with that, but it doesn't matter what I have to say.
I bet you will.
Dan, what do you say with this? Why do you completely disagree with Rachel?
So listen, I think on a lot of levels, these two match up pretty well. On a regeneration level, both of them seem to match up pretty well. I don't know what would happen if I chopped off Sabretooth's head, but like clearly we can chop off the head of Creeper and in 10 seconds it'll grow back. I think Creeper is a smidge faster. I think Sabretooth is a smidge stronger. But I do think that, like, I wrote down two notes. And the first note is that, you know, I didn't think that this was going to be a very quick fight. I think these two are going to go at each other. And then, as Rachel was saying, someone's going to get sort of pounded into the dirt. And that spawn point is just going to get camped. And the second part I wrote down is, it's really, really hard to fight magic. And I think, like, you could put Sabretooth into a horror movie where he goes and chases around a bunch of kids, or you could put Creeper into a comic book where he could go fight the X-Men, right? So, like, it's hard to sort of match those apples to oranges, but Creeper's ability to fly, his sonic scream, which we know is going to mess up Sabretooth's heightened hearing, even more so, because we've seen that a lot with Wolverine, and he has these homing mines from his car, he has these shurikens that he can sort of throw and take back. I just think he has a lot more tools to sort of put Sabretooth down. He can't kill him, but he could certainly tear off an ear, tear off a chunk of his intestines, fly, you know, 200 feet in the air.
Would Sabretooth tear off his own ears, though?
Well, my point is...
But he couldn't, because they would regenerate back instantly, wouldn't they?
Right, but you still have a chunk, right? Like, the idea is, all Creeper needs to do is get a chunk of flesh, get a chunk of something, fly 100 feet in the air, eat it, and then he has Sabretooth's powers, which makes it even more dangerous. So I just think at the end of the day, like, their track records are both flawed. They've both been defeated multiple times. They've got some victories too. But I think at the end of the day, I just think that Creeper has a lot more tools at his disposal. And that sonic scream, I think, really kind of messes up Sabretooth. And I can't see anything that Sabretooth does to counter it.
I will say, if Sabretooth gets his hands on the Creeper's done. But it's whether or not Sabretooth can get his hands on him.
Yeah, but like, Sabretooth could like chop off his head, and then at that point, Creeper can still function and, like, I don't know, impale his arms or do something, or I don't know. Does his sonic scream still work with his head chopped off? I don't know. But I think, I mean, honestly, he could just fly up above him, use the sonic scream, Sabretooth goes down, and then I, you know, stake his hands. I don't know. Something.
I mean, go ahead and discuss. I get it. You guys are kind of at different ends. Go ahead and discuss it further to really come up with the right decision here. No rush on our part. All joking aside, go ahead. It sounds like you guys are on the same page. Rachel, do us the honors. Announce who won this battle.
I think the Creeper has won this battle.
I concur.
Here's the deal. Of course, I completely disagree, but I can't disrespect the logic of two geniuses that have earned the title of the best and only judge team ever on the Who Would Win show. I have to respect the combined greatness of what has happened. Again, I completely disagree. I think if you lose to humans and you're fighting Marvel and taking on much more powerful things, the Creeper's got really not much he can do. But again, this is why I love the show, because the judges can come in and bring some great logic, some great stuff in, and just kind of, you know, decide what's going to win. Race to Canis, congratulations. You broke my winning streak. You won today's battle. Tell Legion of Audience how you feel.
This one was really, really hard, is what someone else would say. Quite frankly, I'm defeating James with ease at this point. Never mind the last three battles. Those were clearly bad decisions. But there was one moment as I was really trying to deep dive and break this down, and there's that one shot of the Creeper doing his like sonic scream, and then like birds are falling dead out of the sky all around him. And I sort of like snap my fingers and I'm like, right there. We know that he's got enhanced senses. That's going to mess him up like Venom and Daredevil and like Spider-Man in that bell scene from Spider-Man 3, right? That's exactly what I was picturing. I love it when judges are smart. I love it more when judges listen to the words I am saying. That is not necessarily the way I thought I was going to win this battle, But that's why I come up with plans A, B, C, D, E, and F, because much like the Creeper, I got plans.
I just think if Sabretooth fought more like a group of teenagers that used improvised weapons to beat his ass, that would have been a better way to go. But Sabretooth doesn't do that. He just fights the Hulk and does crazy
He really
damage
should
to the
start.
Hulk. Yeah, I know. It should be a thing you should consider.
Did All he right. beat the Hulk, though, James? He didn't. No.
He did not. He did not. Work. Did the Creeper beat that group of teenagers?
I bet he came back 23 years later and did.
They weren't teenagers anymore. Math. Ray, math. All right, look, this was an awesome, fun fight. Did I get the decision I wanted? No. But am I satisfied with the outcome? No. But did I get to experience the greatness of two great judges? Yes. So please come back to the show. Tell us everything you're doing next time and just bring your greatness back. The only team of judges ever on the Who Would Win show, we got to witness their greatness tonight. In the meantime, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you and your work online.
You can find our work at ourbrilliantruin.com. You can listen to the audio drama, which I highly encourage you to do. It's Clawmore Heights. Please listen and subscribe. But if you want to play the tabletop RPG, it is Downton Abbey with Monsters. You can download that for free, the entire core rulebook from DriveThruRPG.
I'm not doing any sort of voice work at the moment, but I am directing a play that I wrote in Houston early next year called Seven Assassins Walk Into a Bar. I'm very excited about it. It's a dark comedy.
You should bring that to LA immediately.
See what I can do.
Just put that out there. That sounds awesome. That sounds absolutely fantastic. All right, Ray Stakanis, great job. Congratulations again. Tell our fan base where they can find you online.
Over the course of human events.
Here we go.
Sometimes greatness reveals itself, and it doesn't wait to be revealed by other people. It just shows up, and you know what you are seeing is something next level. Now, I think to myself, this must be what the people who first heard the music of Mozart must have felt like. These are the people who first sat in theaters to see Citizen Kane, and they were blown away by the pure genius that was on display. I think back to young Ray, back in, what, 1988, 89, going to the Ritz in Roseville to see Weird Al Yankovic, fresh off the Even Worse album, doing a live show next to a bowling alley, and thinking, this man is a genius. This is greatness revealing itself. And that must be how all of you at home felt listening to me on the Who Would Win show today, because this is a level of greatness far not seen in history ever. Words good, thoughts better, Ray great. You can find me on Threads at AlmightyRay316, because why would you even be on that other website right now? What is wrong with you? Just get over to Threads and let's hang out with the other millions and millions of people. I'm done pitching for a site I make no money off of. What I'm trying to say through it all is, good job me.
Yeah, you can find me on X, a.k.a. Twitter, a.k.a. Race Kane's favorite social media platform, also on Instagram and Facebook, by typing in at James Gadsden. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads with the dozen of other people that are there, and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcast.
You need better clickbait on Threads, James. The problem is you put up normal posts. What you got to do on Threads is be like, here's an AI-generated picture of a lady on a subway wearing a mini skirt. Don't you feel that's weird? And then you get all of the money.
You can hire Ray Stakanis for all of your social media needs on Fiverr. First gig is $5, and it goes down from there. All right.
You got to make ends meet, James. I got a lot of social media advice to give.
Yes.
And I'm here for Clawmore Heights. If you need some help with some AI-generated nonsense, I could give you some ideas.
We just lost another sponsor. Thanks, Ray.
They are not shaking their heads yes right now.
No. No one is.
I should feel let down, but I'm not.
You shouldn't. On behalf of myself, Ray Stakanis, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
We
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and love listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
Sup everyone, Brian here, host of the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. It's a trivia-style podcast focusing on TV and movies. Listen in for questions like, what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? What do you say to view the Marauder's map? What are Tony Stark's last words to Thanos in Avengers Endgame? And where does Ron Burgundy say he is when he calls the news station sobbing from a phone booth? I've covered The Office, Harry Potter, Marvel, Will Ferrell movies, Lord of the Rings, and more, with even more on the way. So play along to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more trivia!